You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Well, thanks y'all for coming to my place. I put on a pot of coffee. I don't know if it's too hot out for y'all, but pour it over ice or whatever.
No, it's warm, but I'd take a hot cup.
Right. Yeah, fine, yeah. Maybe I'll wait a minute just to let it cool down. I usually drink it piping hot.
Okay, yeah. So you'll still have it hot, but just not as hot as usual.
Yeah, yeah. Pour it, ready to go, and I'll just do my own diligence.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'll stick with piping.
Piping hot for you?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll make it super hot. I honestly take mine over ice. We got a little three little bears.
This is nice. This is nice. I like that our group sort of, we get along, but we have some variance.
Yeah.
We're not all the same, which I think makes us stronger.
Yeah.
You're speaking to why we're all here today, actually.
Why
I invited you guys here. Yeah. I've been thinking about it. I've prepared this in my head a million ways, and I don't know how to sell it to you guys. So I'm just going to try to just say it cleanly.
Real quick, before we get into the meat and potatoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With that coffee, do you have any sort of crudité?
I could do. Do you want to? I don't know if we think the same thing of what a crudité is. I'm thinking of like fish hors d'oeuvres, but I don't think that's right.
That's crudo.
Okay, yeah.
Crudité is cold vegetables.
That's right.
You want some cold vegetables?
Yeah, carrots, celery, carrots. Maybe a couple dips.
Any raw vegetable.
Ants on a log would be great. And I'm happy to build it. If you have raisins and peanut butter.
I do have the ingredients for ants on a log. Yeah, I could pull those off. Why don't we start with just a crudité, cold vegetables?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking celery, carrots.
And
I have hummus. I have...
do you have hummus? What did you say?
Hummus.
Oh, okay, great, perfect.
Just pronouncing it.
Yeah, my bad. That's so cool.
In the style.
That's awesome.
See, I hear it as hummus normally, but we're different, but we mean the same thing.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. And it's so nice we can paper over differences like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kind of keep hanging out, keep it kind of cool.
Yeah.
Potato, potato, and if there was a third way to pronounce it, potato, or I don't know.
Potato. I like that.
I don't know, because you need the three options, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, and absolutely. I want to get to the meat and potatoes, but are you still doing your paper mache? Because you said paper over, and I didn't know if that was an invite for the question or...
A little bit of an invite, yeah. I just finished my biggest papier mache project to date.
Really?
Just wanted to point out another nice pronunciation difference, but we understood what you're talking about.
Exactly.
That's great. Wow. Is this one as... how should I say it? Surrealist as the other ones, or are you going more literal with your work now?
I feel like I kind of said all I needed to say through the lens of surrealism.
Right.
Right.
And so I've gone to something very literal just to sort of, I don't know, explore new ways to tell stories.
Wow.
Well, and what a surprise for all your interested fans.
Yes.
What a switch from surrealism to just normal.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't exactly call it normal.
Good.
But I would call it real. I would call it authentic.
Good. Okay, I'm done with the distractions.
I'd love to see pictures of it once we get kind of into... I feel like maybe there will be a decompress after the conversation and we can kind of like...
Totally.
Sit in the soup of that.
Yeah, I don't think you guys are ready
totally
to address specifically what I've been sculpting in papier-mâché.
No.
But we'll get there.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get there. I'm excited.
We'll get to the meat and potatoes and for all of us, really.
Yeah.
Sorry to slow us
down again. Yeah, my apologies.
What a big tease there, though. I'm excited to hear about that. Well, here we go. This carrots unchopped long, or I could chop them up. I'm just trying to save a little bit of time here.
I'm happy with
I didn't have baby carrots.
Rustic carrot.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, big unchopped rustic.
Okay.
Don't even give them a rinse because they come from the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to a few extra minerals.
I'm going to rinse them.
Okay.
Flavor-wise, I'm going to rinse them.
Sure.
Okay.
But thank you for the consideration.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. We've got cucumbers.
While you're in there, then, if you're going to rinse them, give them a chop. Because I was trying to save time. But if you're going to rinse them, go ahead and give them a chop.
I was going to say I prefer a rinsed chopped.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. I guess on theme, I was just kind of prepared to go with whatever carrot the group decided.
Talking, slice or chop? because we could make them into sort of like little Ritz crackers. I've never seen that.
Yeah, you could go coin style.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't hate that idea for the universe.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Why don't they do that?
I have some, I don't want to make it an issue. I'll try to chop them that way. I don't have the sharpest of knives, so I don't know that we're going to get the thinnest of chops there.
Gift ideas.
So
it's a perfect note.
Gift idea.
Note it.
Well, I am so excited to talk about, you know, whatever it is your big secret is.
Less of a secret, more of like a presentation or like awesome. a pitch almost to you
okay.
guys. So yeah, let me just.
Almost a reveal.
I guess we have some time to kill while I'm washing and chopping. I don't know. We're going to tease the papier-mâché. How's it going with you? Is the polyamorous thing still working out?
Absolutely. I've never had more lovers. It's really wow, been fantastic.
You keep just increasing the number, and
yes.
it keeps getting better with everyone that you increase.
Well, the key that I've found is don't have it be all one relationship. That's when it becomes an issue. I'm not in a relationship with 36 people.
Uh-huh.
I'm in 36 relationships.
I see.
Does that make sense? They're not all in a relationship too.
Right.
I'm the focus point.
And are they all aware of everyone else's existence?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. But they must have some sort of awareness as far as the amount of time you're willing to give and effort and energy.
Yeah. Well, the effort and the energy is fully there. I'm very present.
I'm curious about how much you're divvying that time up, considering how much time you spend with me and we're not in a relationship.
Right.
I'm curious, how much time...
I see you about 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During date hours.
Right.
Yeah. Prime date hours, Tuesdays at 6?
Oh, polyamorous dating doesn't happen in prime dating hours.
Oh,
it's interesting.
It's
on the
usually
margins.
Late night.
I see.
Yeah, late night places, just apartment hops, things like that. You know how it's really hard to get a hold of me if I'm not already in front of you?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very present wherever I am.
And I love that about you.
Thank you so much.
I know what I'm going to get when you're here,
mm-hmm.
and then I know what I'm not going to get the rest of the time.
That's right. And you have no idea what I'm up to the rest of the time. Mostly sex. Yeah. But it's going really well. It is exhausting.
Sure.
But it's lovely. I've never felt more loved physically and emotionally.
Can I ask? Because I want to ask you so many questions, and I don't know what are the... I don't want to be hack. I don't know what your most common questions are.
Sure.
I imagine a lot of the questions are about the sex.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's usually a lot of people in relationships who seem kind of jealous, who seem sort of locked up, their words, not mine. No, my words. But, you know, they seem jealous and they seem like, God, I want that. You know what I mean? And you can have it. You can have it. You can totally have it. You just have to give up, you know. Any one strong relationship.
Right.
I would say that from my perspective, I took your advice and I did ask my wife if I could open up and start dating up to 35 other people.
The number.
You said a number, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like you said that was the critical mass, mm-hmm. sort of like the event horizon. If you cross that over, you're sucked into the black hole.
Right.
That's a direct quote from you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than that, also problematic. Number only at 36 total does it truly.
But you don't want to be too tied down anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a real ecosystem that you really, if you lose one, you have to make sure to replace it quickly or the other ones start to fall apart.
Absolutely. Right. But networking at that level, you're probably able to kind of slide something in.
Yeah, there's repeats, there's redundancies.
and redundancies.
Yeah.
Mergers, acquisitions, things like that.
Of course.
Well, my wife hated the idea.
Really?
And so
have
now,
you taking 35 additional lovers?
Well, I would call I'm in a phantom stage where I've selected 35 lovers, but they have yet to reciprocate it. And my wife left me. So
no.
No.
Yeah.
I really didn't see that coming when I suggested this to you.
Who could have?
I know.
And I do want to be clear. When I say that I've selected 35 lovers that haven't reciprocated... Nothing weird has happened.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course. You have, like, planned out who the 35 would be. You've reached out about a 35-person.
I've sent some cold emails out. I'm just sort of, you know, notifying people of my infatuation and seeing if they would care to email back, maybe talk it over.
Right.
Why wouldn't it work in this circumstance? It worked so well with you in business, which you left to pursue your artistic career. But cold calling, you know, you have to put yourself out there. And I get it. I am going to miss Sharon.
I do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Woman. This is the first time hearing it. Is this fresh?
Yeah, it just happened this morning.
Okay. Let's put a pin in it. This does not feel like crudité talk to me. This does feel like post big pitch talk.
This is meat and potatoes plus. Yeah,
this might even be like a glass of whiskey talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we want to get back to this.
Yeah.
Sure. It sounds very important.
And I would take a hot toddy or something like that.
A hot coffee toddy.
Yeah, a hot coffee toddy, like an Irish coffee.
Great. Well, those are two different things. So which one would you prefer? I could do like a tea with whiskey in it. I've, of course, got the pot of now piping coffee on.
Well, it's interesting is that a hot toddy coffee is a thing, according to my wife.
Really?
Really.
She used to make me hot toddy coffees every Sunday morning.
Morning.
That's right.
You know, I think they should call them hot toffees.
Hot toffees would be great. That would be
a little confusing,
name.
In my opinion, because you are
no
toffee
flavors,
the flavoring
though.
Of a toffee.
Where does the tea come from? There's no use for the tea in there. It should be hot waffy.
Hot
coffee.
Waffy.
But hot toffee's got a nice ring to it.
Hot toffee.
Yeah.
Hot toffee.
Yeah.
Hot pockets. So, I'm willing to make that. I'll make how did your wife make it? Do you want a nostalgic one or do you want a...
Piping hot coffee with piping hot whiskey... floated on top.
You can heat whiskey and it doesn't like, I don't know how it works, separate the alcohol or burn something or anything like that. It's okay.
I mean, it usually tastes burnt, but...
And you know what I'll say? Throw 35 different spices in there. Just for, you know, a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new. You have cinnamon, marjoram, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got
garam
35
masala,
spices.
Paprika.
And there's stuff like salt and pepper, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have to jump right
garlic
to
powder,
some of the more...
Mustard powder, onion powder.
Yeah.
Red pepper flakes.
Sure.
Cloves.
Got it.
Cinnamon.
Got it.
Thyme.
Nutmeg.
Sage.
Thyme.
Got it.
You get the whole Italian spectrum in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Simon and Garfunkels, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cilantro.
I have all of these. I just want to confirm that you do want them all.
Do you guys like cilantro in your coffee? Because I know some people love it and some people hate it.
Yeah, to me, I don't. I'm not crazy about it. I would say probably.
Either.
Yeah, I think
I know
it's
some
not
people
the experience
are freaks for
I want.
It, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Which is interesting. We all kind of are in agreement on that one. That's nice.
Love it in my guac. Love it in my guacamole.
Right. Yeah, I don't want people to be confused that. Because sometimes I'll say no to the cilantro in the coffee, and then they'll bring me out my post-coffee guac, and we'll also have no cilantro. And I'll say, I think we were unclear here. I just didn't want it in the coffee. I love it.
We were
guac.
So close on what I wanted. I mean, I'm at a coffee and guac restaurant. It's exactly what I want, but not, yeah.
Guafamole.
Guafamole.
That sounds like a Tolkien character to me.
Well, we just get along so well that I feel like we're not even getting to it. I really want to hear what you have to say.
I do, and I had a whole presentation. I feel like we're close to it, but I do want, now that I'm prepped these things, so I have a bunch of unevenly diced carrots there. Best I could do with the knife I had.
Sure.
We've got cucumbers. I started to pare them with a knife. Realized that I was cutting most of the cucumber off, so decided against it for the rest of it, and they mostly peel on it. And
we could still eat the pieces of cucumber that you cut off. That's still cucumber. Like, I would be totally fine eating that.
I'm cutting them down into my dirty sink is the thing.
I see.
It's not over like a cutting board, everybody out on those. I would be.
The carrots is really what I wanted, if I'm being honest. When I say crudité, I really just want carrots and ranch. It's crazy. I should just be more honest.
I've got Hidden Valley. I've got Newman's Own. I've got leftover from Crispy Crust in the little plastic thing.
Ooh, a Newman's Own sounds great. Is it refrigerated?
Yes.
Then I'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. All right, cool. And let me get your toddy going, and then we'll start with the conversation here.
Thank you. Awesome.
I'm a little unsure of what to do with these middle parts where I'm making this stuff, because obviously I was just trying to make conversation and we stumbled into divorce earlier.
Sorry.
No, not your fault, but I'm just trying to figure out how can we, I've been reading a lot about entertaining and how to do it properly. Like, how can we stay in the early portion of the night where we're not too serious right away?
Why don't we all move to the kitchen? We've been sort of talking from sort of the annex over here. That's Why don't we come into the kitchen with you? And we'll just sort of chat as you work. If you need anyone to dry a dish, I'm happy to.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
And how have you been? Not not big presentation wise, right, but just regular life wise.
Let's see. I haven't seen any of the Marvel stuff coming out lately. I'm trying to go like smaller talk. Okay. Oh, they put in the speed hump that I had been petitioning about.
Congratulations. Oh,
yeah, that's a big accomplishment. You've been petitioning for that for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because you were saying the one they had planned wasn't tall enough.
Yeah, it was.
They finally got your tall one.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't want there to be one at all. But if there is going to be there, it's got to be tall enough that you're slowing down properly for it. Because I was bottoming out. What I would say is not that low of a car.
Yeah, right. There are a lot of Jeeps around this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Kind of disregarding any kind of bump.
Totally.
100%. And I don't think it's just that the car is disregarding it. It's not that they're Jeeps and that they're not, that they can go over the bump easily. It's Jeep drivers.
Yeah, it's a Jeep mindset.
We all know the mindset.
Well, they're showing off. I can't tell you how many Jeeps I've seen driving down the road, seeing a bump, they pull out their phone, they do a little viral video about how they don't even have to slow
down.
Yeah,
they take a sip from their canteen.
Ugh.
They post
Monster
a viral
Energy
clip.
Canteen. These jerks. These Jeeps jerks.
Every single one of them goes viral. Yeah. I'm like, they're all the same thing. They can't all go viral, but everyone's still
every
clicked.
Single one is going viral, hitting a million
views. It's unbelievable.
Views. Yeah, it's like I'm on YouTube and I'm literally watching the view count skyrocket every day.
Well, I really hope your speed bump changes all this.
I do too. I really do
God forbid,
too.
I hope some of them get in bad accidents. You know what I mean? Yeah.
God forbid, I hope.
Yeah. God forbid it turns out actually like hurting anybody, but some people need to learn their lesson and have consequences.
Yeah, I would say I would hope that they get into a disastrous car accident and miraculously come out unscathed.
Exactly.
Learn their lessons. No harm, no foul.
Financial ruin, physical fine.
Yeah, Jeep totaled.
Yes.
I'd say that anytime somebody like cuts me off in traffic, speeds past me unsafely, God forbid, I hope, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
Taz the Toddy, take a sip there, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
Good.
Still a little hot for me. Okay, just a little hot.
And just a normal coffee. You didn't change your order, right?
Nope. Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
I just recounted as 34 spices. Let me find one more spice there.
You know what? I'll just start over again. I'll just take a new one.
Great. I'm starting to feel a little bit of the anxiety of timing here with my pitch.
Right.
Okay.
Where it's like, I'll start doing that. I don't know. Should I pitch in the kitchen? Is that uncouth? Should I?
Well, why don't I make a little spice mix and I'll make the next coffee?
That sounds great.
Yeah. And that way you've already done the coffee. You can stick to whatever your next step is. And we're all sort of working here.
It's a really nice solution. I'm pretty precise about my spice.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
I really love the idea.
Right.
I just feel like I would either be micromanaging you or trying to be polite and being really stressed out that you're messing
and
up.
And I may be overstepped.
I don't know how you all organize yours, alphabetical, by kind of where they come from in the world or how often you use them, but I have a pretty specific system.
Right, I wouldn't want to mess that up.
Yeah. I'll remake the toddy, and we'll just find... Speed hump got us through a little bit of conversation.
Have you guys been noticing the weather has been a little out of character for the time of year lately? Just to keep it light.
Yes.
You know, while we're still working.
Yeah, it's nice and easy.
It's been a little chillier than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because weather pattern-wise, we're going to have more extreme changes in temperature due to the climate change that's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so when there are weather changes like that, it actually personally depresses me because it reminds me of what we're living through, and I never know. It's like, 20 years ago, would have this happened of any way, and I just wouldn't have noticed.
Right.
But would now, you mind, every time it's a reminder.
Would you mind just catching me up on...
On climate change?
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar.
Okay, well, due to basically at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, humans started expanding industry in a way that was burning coal into the environment, destroying the environment, to make land for things like that. Like your car runs on gas, right?
Yeah.
That gas, you haven't heard any of this at all.
I mean,
because your work is pretty political, your papier-mâché stuff.
Yeah, it's very political, but primarily assassinations, things like that. It's not really commenting on anything else.
Huge events.
Big events, big political events, but very rarely about the issues.
It's great to be able to do assassination work without commenting on your feelings about it. You do a very bird's eye view.
Thank you. Thank you.
Politically of it.
Well, and also with this global warming stuff, weather patterns are cyclical. And dinosaurs were here only 6,000 years ago. And so we don't have enough data, like you were saying, to know, are we just in a trough? Or are we just in a peak?
Interesting.
We don't know where we are.
Interesting.
And so I think it's something that we don't really need to worry about. And what we really need to do is build our way through this thing. If we build enough, we're going to come up with the technology to lower the temperatures.
Here's what I'm curious about, because this is, I think, a potato situation
right.
where we're going to have different opinions of this.
Right.
You don't know anything at all about it. You think that it's not happening, and I think it is happening.
Oh, I think it's happening. I just think it's not our fault, and we shouldn't have to take responsibility for it. You know what I've also thought about? Freezers, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why not make a big one, send it down to Antarctica, rebuild some of that ice? I don't think it's such a problem.
Yeah, I think freezers use something particularly to cool called Freon.
Yeah.
That even that in and of itself is contributing
to it. But Elon he's talking about this, and he's saying, I can make big freezers.
Yeah, now I've heard of Elon's Freons.
Yeah.
I've been hearing all about Elon's Freons.
Yes.
I'm getting a little annoyed here. I will say we're moving into, like, serious conversation, and it's making me feel very annoyed because, we disagree pretty fervently here, and I'm happy to have a nice debate, but I just think we're still barely even into the crudité for this serious of a topic.
I agree.
Okay, sure.
I
agree. We can drop it.
Because I thought Elon's Freons were a joke. I thought that presentation was a joke. Him coming out and that, like,
Mr.
basically,
Freeze
like, Bond.
Suit.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
And, like,
he's so cool.
I didn't time it, but I think 90 minutes of, like, Mr. Freeze-style puns on what he was going to do to cool the globe.
Right, and he can barely say them.
Worse than Freeze. Worse than Schwarzenegger.
Right. He can barely say them, but that's part of the charm with Elon. He doesn't have to have charisma. He's got brains and money.
Yeah, I agree with you on that
one.
And that's where we disagree, and I'm feeling
well,
that
he does have brains and money. We can't disagree about
he's
that.
He's got money. I don't know about brains. He has a lot of, like,
Okay, well, you would have invented Tesla if you were as smart as Elon, I think.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. You're right. Maybe you're right.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean,
I'm really sorry. We are past crudité, and we are fully into meat and potatoes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're
and
three passionate guys. You know, we're three passionate guys. We can agree to disagree on some of this stuff.
I can disagree with all the stuff that I'm saying, and that's fine with me.
I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Yeah. I appreciate you wanting to get caught up, too. I think that's really great.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to be less self-conscious about what I don't know.
That's beautiful.
And just ask questions.
Well, there was always a point where we didn't know. Knowledge is not ours. It just comes upon us.
What are you talking about?
When you were young, you didn't know anything, right?
Right.
So now that you know stuff, you didn't invent that. It was given to you by your experiences or someone around you or God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I'm being a little cold with you because the Elon stuff really upset me, I think. And I really need to acknowledge that.
That's
I think
fine.
We really strongly disagree about that. You know, and some people... Look, I hate to make this about who we are, but not everybody can take so much.
Right.
Dating 35 people.
Right.
And you take it from all 35 of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You are using so many of the world's resources just to be you in a way that I'm trying to be very, very mindful of.
Right.
Like, even the way you just swept all of those cucumbers down the drain, that can be composted, right?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You spoke about them as if they were dirty and trash.
Now, I asked this from a position of ignorance, but are you accusing him of having a larger carbon footprint because of how many people he's dating?
I am in a sense, and not just the people he's dating, but it's the way he lives his life, and that is endemic to how he lives his life, is dating 35 people. How many cars do you have?
35.
All Jeeps,
but I don't act like that. I don't act like guys.
You don't.
I
You're
set
not.
The example. Yeah, I break the rule.
You've been putting those. You've been lowering those Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
Putting them on the smallest wheels you can.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I race them.
low rider Jeeps.
I race them.
They got low profile tiles. Low profile tires. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's so cool.
I turn it on its head, man.
I think that's
so
cool.
You're not going to get me. You know what I mean? You're not going to pin me in. You're not going to pigeonhole me. you're not going to pin me down. You're not going to pin a tail on my donkey. You're not. You're just not going to be able to because you don't. It's my ass is moving all around.
Well, yeah,
but I apologize. It's I know. Yeah, we do have differences. And absolutely.
I think
your celibacy is incredible. And I think that not having sex with anybody is doing good for the world.
And I think it is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, really? Yeah. It's your choice.
I'm voluntarily.
It's your choice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everyone else is helping you with it. But it's definitely your choice at some point.
It's the circumstance I'm in, you know, and yeah, it's the circumstance I'm in. And
you keep speaking of it as a collectivist decision.
It really is. It's something there's no leader. With the idea of me being celibate. And
when everybody agrees, it doesn't need to be said, really.
Yeah. And then guess what? I'm not driving to dates. I'm not eating out at restaurants or the other.
You're not wasting any latex.
I'm not wasting any latex, which is a huge, huge death on the environment.
In your case.
Yes, yeah, a lot of fish and turtles are getting caught in latex condoms. I've been hearing about
it. It's true.
It's one of the funniest, saddest. It's one of the funniest, saddest things in the ocean, and it's really
nothing
really
will make you laugh and cry like seeing a turtle stick his head into an unextended condom, extending it, and then choking to death and drowning,
breathing laboredly, and so it's blowing it up and sucking it back down.
Right. Well, Jackass did that whole piece on it that was hilarious and informative.
Yeah. I wish they would do more public.
The hard hitting journalism that Knoxville and Steve-O have been doing lately since the sort of new chapter change.
Steve-O's turn is really inspiring.
Really proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard them on Democracy Now! The other day, and they were kind of raising awareness about the Amazon rainforest by releasing a monkey while Poopies was on the toilet.
Oh, really?
I remember Poopies from the movie, the newest of the Jackass guys.
Of course. That's going to be really, really important, I think. You know, these symbols that we have in society are really important.
In a lot of ways, it's all we have, which is why I've gone so literal with my art, just to sort of avoid symbols altogether because they're already there.
I can't wait to see.
You know what I mean? Everybody sees the symbols, so you go literal.
Yes.
To what already exists, but we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a response. It's a response.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Your surrealism was a response to the literalism of the 90s.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And then, you know, you had to then respond to surrealism by going, swinging the pendulum back the other way. And I would love to know what it is.
Yeah.
Once we're in the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Once we get to the meat and potatoes.
We're just sort of chatting now.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for going deep. That was my mistake, and
you're a deep guy.
We get under each other's skin, I think, because we all care a lot about each different thing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad because it makes our Venn diagram cover more area.
Absolutely.
If we all thought the same thing, we'd be one brain.
And who needs one brain when you could have three?
That's exactly right. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah. Or 35.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Yeah, 35, 36. To me... We don't have to lift the numbers up to 35. I think that's almost like arbitrarily landed on like Malcolm Gladwell's like, what's that, seven? You can only remember seven people or something like that.
Right.
You only have room for seven friends.
Yeah.
I think it's arbitrary.
He does. Sure. He has multiple arbitrary numbers, seven friends, 10,000 hours.
150 people in a business.
I think he knew how to bait that hook.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he just knew how to bait the hook and we bit. We bit.
We bit really hard.
Oh, yeah. I bit hard.
Yeah.
You can't drive 55 was a big one. He wrote that song.
Really? Really?
Yeah, you know how like Chuck Lorre wrote the Ninja Turtles theme and everyone's like, really?
What?
Wow. Malcolm Gladwell wrote I Can't Drive 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew Hagar was dealing with such smart guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Hagar.
Yeah.
Not a genius, but then maybe Gladwell's not as smart as we make him.
No, a genius in his own right, maybe.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe.
I never cared for it.
Here we are on Hagar as three very different opinions.
I'm a Van Halen guy, not a Van Hagar guy.
Uh-huh. I thought they did their best work with Van Hagar.
Well,
wait, which one was Jump?
I don't know. So it must be Van Hagar. Must be Van Hagar. Because I don't know it. Well, listen, I'm about ready to take a sip of this coffee.
All right.
And to me, I think we're ready to get down to business.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you give us your big pitch?
All right.
Before we get in there, I was just wondering, my coffee's cooled down pretty substantially.
I hear you on that.
I'm wondering if maybe I can get a top off.
You know what we need is the opposite of an ice cube. Why can't you put a hot cube into a coffee?
Yeah.
Because I just want a little heat up.
I guess, like, Yeah, it's like a hookah. If we had like a coal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something that was surrounded.
Do you have any whiskey stones?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe we could put them in a wok or something and heat them up real quick and drop them into the coffee.
We could test my whiskey stones.
Because I want to get to your thing.
Those are meant to be
ice. I really want to get to your thing.
Yes, absolutely.
But if we can heat up whiskey stones to heat up your coffee, that'd be really beautiful.
This is the perfect problem for something like Elon Musk to take on.
I agree. Well,
hot
if we had
whiskey stones,
what the opposite of Freon?
He doesn't have to take on every problem. He's like we can't treat Elon Musk like me when I've got a project due tomorrow, where all of a sudden I'm doing 25 other things. You know, it's like give him his two things to focus on.
Right.
He hasn't even figured out the cars yet.
Right.
What two things would you give him to focus on?
Probably making Teslas that don't blow up, hit people, and are made in time for the customers who have bought them.
That's three things right there.
Yeah. Plus the flamethrower, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yes.
So that's one.
Yes.
So that's one.
I heard the flamethrower will work on Mars, by the way. I heard it will. And so that, to me, is good. Because there's an ice cap up there, and we don't want to be cold.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. We need fire, you know? That was something that took the Cro-Magnon years to make. Figure out.
The Cro-Magnon.
Yeah. They won't be relearning how to make fire on Mars.
We have the flamethrower. It's awesome. And he calls it the boring project. That's
so funny.
Because it's not boring.
No, that's crazy. Yeah. It's like really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Although when you said Cro-Magnon, that did remind me of a tragic video that really made me laugh that I saw of crow. Out there in the swamplands, choking on a magnum-sized gun.
Hilarious! Because he's got a beak.
Yeah.
You think it would poke right through, but it's a perfect little penis. Yeah, that's a hilarious video until he dies. It's really funny.
Yeah, they got to cut the videos off before the end, I think.
Yes,
I think
yes.
That's an issue that I'm having with some of the viral videos of animals encountering condoms in the wild.
Right, mm-hmm. Well, they're always a finalist on AFV. But they never win because everybody thinks they're really funny. But then when the
crazy
animal dies.
Yeah. In like the recent seasons of AFV, how sobering things get.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And they haven't figured it out like what to show when they go. Because, you know, it shows the people in the audience. And so they've tried showing a crow grave type thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried like a photo of the crow with like 1998 to 2015.
Right. One thing that kind of worked for me was like the comedic in memoriam. I thought that was pretty funny of all the animals who had passed this year due to condom on head. I thought that was, it was funny. It was done with a nice tongue in cheek.
And they always throw one in there of Howie Mandel. And so that's always a little laugh there.
He's not even wearing one. Yeah. He just looks like that. Yep. Got that perfect head shape. Well, I'm chomping at the bit.
Yeah. Do we want to walk up a whiskey stone or should I just put it in the microwave? Your coffee
I'd
to
go for
up.
The walk. Or, I prefer a walk. I prefer a dry heat.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Right. I'm willing to wait.
Let me just light.
But I can't wait for this presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I know you've been working on it and I really have no idea what it can be.
I'm excited. I'm really, and I think it's like, if it works out, it could kind of change the way we all interact in the our next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, let me...
Wow.
It takes about 5 minutes to get the wok to probably the heat we want it to.
Yeah, I'd like to get some nice wok hay on the whiskey stones. That requires a scorching heat on the wok.
Yeah, so I'll still have to turn this burner all the way up.
It's where the flavor comes from.
Mm.
Is what? How hot it is?
Wok hay, yeah.
I don't actually. You said wok hay, and I nodded, but I don't know what wok hay is.
It's a term in wok cooking that is sort of like the caramelization that occurs on the thing that you're cooking, or like this kind of like not burn mark, but you know what I'm, the browning effect that a wok has.
Right.
Almost
instantaneous.
Flavor. Yeah, almost instantaneous if the wok is hot enough.
Have you guys ever been to a wok and roll? Great Asian restaurant.
Oh, no, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, they're really good. It's kind of like a pickup sticks, kind of like a Panda Express. Really delicious. Everything made in a wok, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always drive by them, and somehow the font and the logo and the outside makes it seem like it's not the highest quality of
food. Well, no, and they have a D health rating,
yeah.
But I can't understand how that works.
Across the boards?
Yeah, because a wok burns everything off, so who cares about the rest? You know what I mean?
I've worked in food service. It's surprisingly easy to get a B, C, D. Like
exactly.
if they don't see you wash your hands after you touch money, they'll dock you on that. And it's really? Like, that's not great, but right. it's not a B. You know,
well, and am I wrong?
B, you're starting to imagine cockroaches and spitting in the food and yes. that kind of stuff.
Am I wrong to think that's really only like a negative 4 out of 26? I mean, show me a Z rating and I'm not walking in, but a D.
Right.
You're like, still in ABCD.
They're yeah. still serving food.
Still top yeah, five.
That's top five. That's the top five letters. Everybody knows the alphabet's in rank of letters.
Well, maybe we'll do a walk and roll next Tuesday at 6. We have that dinner planned if you don't have a date or anything.
I'd love that. Yeah, I'll keep it open.
Great. Appreciate yeah. it. Okay. All right. Well, we're about.
Okay, the walk's fired.
Yeah, it's nice and hot.
Woo. All right.
Let's open a window. It is a little hot in here.
Before I look at, yeah, go for it. And at the put the whiskey stones in or even look at the box. Are these traditionally plastic or are they real? Are they real stones that we freeze? I don't know how they work. They were gifted to
me. If they're good ones, they're real stones. Yeah,
I've used
they're real
cement.
Rocks.
I've used cement myself before.
Mm-hmm.
You put cold cement in your whiskey or hot cement?
It's not exactly
hot
a
cement,
stone.
Cold cement.
Sort yeah. of a broken down, reconstituted stone.
Huh. Well, I just like.
Did it end up being a smoothie?
I wouldn't call it smooth, I'll tell you that.
Ow! This guy's got the razor sharp wit. That's why you do paper mache. That's why you do paper mache and I do not.
I think it's honestly the only medium that can, I don't know, contain me.
Well, it's such a witty medium. It's such a witty medium.
It's really witty. It's really conversational. It's really at the bleeding edge yeah. of where most of us are even willing to think about going.
Well, a lot right. of people put down that kind of art because you do it first in school as a child. They think it's child's play.
Yeah.
I think child's play is genius.
Yeah.
Why do
yeah.
we ever stop?
And I think child's play is dangerous. It's dangerous play.
Wow, that's sexy.
Yeah.
It's yeah, I mean, we stop because it's dangerous and we have to put limits on it, but the limits mean that people don't do it at all anymore.
Right.
And you say, let's push those limits. We still have to do this kind of play.
Exactly.
Assassination. Surrealism.
Totally.
Wit. In wit. Your paper mache. It's really yes. something.
Now, yes. now, I think a lot of the needle that needs to be threaded is how do you bring wit without any comment?
Mm-hmm. Right, because wit is usually you're full of comment. It's almost yeah, the whole
an entirely
thing.
Neutral wit.
You are without point of view.
Absolutely, but very witty.
Right.
But brevity.
And brevity.
And very brief. And
your pieces are
very brief.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, let me just toss these stones in real quick.
Okay.
Here. Okay.
I think they wow. were plastic. They appear to be metal.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
ones were plastic.
Yeah, they really yeah. just landed
Let's
with
Let's pop
thud.
The coffee in the microwave and get some. Come on. Here we go. All right.
All right.
I'm going to sit on the couch for this one. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
You're standing?
I'll be standing.
Okay. I'll go floor.
Really? Look back problems?
Good
or
for
what?
The back, yeah. yeah.
Look at us.
Right. So, I'm going to improvise a little because some of our specifics have changed here. Economically, the world has pushed us further from each other. Humanity. Before agrarian times, everyone used
What's
to
that?
Raise a child. Oh, okay. before farming.
Agriculture.
Agriculture,
Got
yeah.
It. Sorry.
You would raise your family together. A community, all living in the same place. Not family based on blood, but just based on association and connection.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, as one single man, one married man, and sorry, I'm ringing off the paper, one recently divorced man as of 12 okay. hours ago, and one man who dates 35, why can't we start our own community? Our own little commune, not roommates, but three men who live on a big property together and bring in other friends, family, etc., to raise each other up.
Wow.
Now,
but not roommates.
Not roommates. We all have our own place.
Okay.
But me, for example, I cannot afford to be alive anymore as the world is right now.
Right, right.
And so I'm thinking of creative solutions. And what about me and my friends buying a compound or complex or something? And
I assume we're fronting the down
financially,
payment.
Financially, some yeah. of the work I do and the money I raise while I'm there allows me to pay you all back. And of course, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
We're relying on each other. Right. I can't, you know. So that's farming for each other, shopping for each other, cooking for each other. And I feel our differences and our similarities will make this exciting and interesting.
Wow.
Now, I have found a property right in between Phoenix, Arizona and Flagstaff, Arizona.
Beautiful.
Right off the highway.
Beautiful.
2 hours north. And this land is going
2 hours north of the highway. Beautiful. Beautiful.
This land is going incredibly cheap right now.
Really?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Between Phoenix and Flagstaff. Off the highway.
Off the highway.
Off the highway. 2 miles, 2 hours north, sorry.
Wow.
Interesting. The best of both worlds as far as Phoenix and Flagstaff are concerned.
Yes. You're a little far away from
and
the
you're only about 3.5 hours from each, right?
That's correct.
Just a simple long day trip?
3.5 hours gets you either to the mountains of Flagstaff or the hot concrete jungle of Phoenix.
Right, right.
A beautiful area.
Wow, okay. Now, okay, now I'm interested.
Oh, we're on the way to the Grand Canyon here. No, way away from it.
North.
North, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
East and land that was not really incorporated or given to anyone. Wow. Yes, so.
So we could be sort of settlers. We could make our own... Make our own way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe the planet is warming, and we need to start setting up somewhere.
Somewhere hot. Somewhere nice and hot.
Because
dry, far from resources.
After it warms, it cools.
And so we're ahead of the curve. So
now
that's
we
the
agree
pitch.
There. We
so that's
agree.
The pitch.
Summers are going to be bad. Summers will be bad, and I will give you that.
Well, we can go underground.
Well, yeah.
As you can see, I'm already very keen on this idea.
I'm writing this down.
You can dig underground and live 20 feet underground, and it's cold.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you're underground, everything's way colder.
Yeah.
It's great because you don't see the sun at all.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome.
And that's why you wouldn't want to be in Flagstaff, because you couldn't be as far underground.
Correct. That's right. Correct.
Because of the elevation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would still you could live in a mountain like some sort of dwarf.
Yeah, but anybody living on the ground underground... Under the mountain is still
more powerful,
more powerful and cooler than you would be there.
Hierarchically, the deeper underground you're going to be when things go to shit, you're going to be at the top of the hierarchy.
Wow. This is very interesting.
Wow.
This is very interesting. Now, how ironic is that?
That the deeper down you go,
the higher up
you
are.
Well, yeah.
And it used to be the other way around. It used to be the higher up in a skyscraper you are, the more important you were, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
But those
you know who doesn't need a skyscraper? Elon. He lives in one of those shitty little houses. He lives in one of those shitty little pop-up square houses that nobody would live in.
Oh, yeah. One of those ones we Airbnb'd because we thought it would be cute, and then we ended up being pretty cold all weekend.
Yeah, it was really cold and drafty.
I've been seeing a lot of TikToks coming from him about his hashtag van life that he's been living, where he, like, drives to, you know, like a lake near a mountain and takes pictures of his dog.
You want your billionaires to be going through the same emotional experience as a 25-year-old that just went through a breakup.
That's right.
You want them to be doing all the same things.
That's right, because that's how you know that they're going to be reasonable. Yeah.
And in touch with every other sad person on earth. Absolutely.
So I'm hearing positivity here, and I don't know if it's partially the crudité, partially the drinks, and we're a little looser now.
We've had it's some partially the crudité. This is some pretty good carrot and some pretty good hummus, if I've... heard your accent correctly.
Yeah, these carrots are a little stiff, but yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
You put
these carrots in the wok for a second after you wash it out, since it's covered in plastic. But yeah, that would be nice. Well, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you because I can't believe you're considering us in this way. You want to spend the rest of your life living with me, us.
Yeah, near, on a big compound.
Not roommates.
With not others. Roommates.
Not roommates. I really need to emphasize
I need at
that.
Least my own room.
Yeah,
I probably would say a stipulation for me is that I need a back door. Because there's going to be a lot of ins and outs.
Yeah. Yeah,
you might need a couple.
Yeah.
One question I have is bathroom situation. If we're going into a bunker, I'm kind of a bathroom quantity guy. I like having a lot. And I worry about...
Because you live in a one-bedroom, ten-bathroom.
Yes, I basically, like, if you imagine, like, a bicycle with its spokes, I live in the center and then I have 10 bathroom spokes coming
off. That's incredible.
Everywhere I look, there's another alternative bathroom.
The lighting in your bathrooms, all brilliant.
Thank you.
Lighting in your bedroom, a little dark.
Smell in your bedroom, not too great.
Well, depending on the draft. Yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't build a good ventilation system. It pipes all 10 bathrooms straight into the bedroom.
But that is good knowledge for our underground place.
Exactly.
Because
this
we're
going
to have,
like,
to have good ventilation.
Very top of mind for me, especially when we're talking about an underground bunker. Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
You know, where do these
I don't
want to
slowly go up and up and up because we're filling it up, if you know what I mean.
That's a great question.
Pissing
I think
shit.
Probably. I think maybe piping and plumbing and moving it towards somewhere else, probably a septic tank or something.
Well, there's some things you just can't plumb.
This is a good point.
What's the concern here? That like some bathroom experiences you have that's like, oh, that's just got to stay down there?
I'm talking about something deep in the heart of man.
Getting into your surrealist phase.
When the electricity cuts out, society collapses.
Right.
The amount of indigestion that we're all going to be having locked together in a windowless underground bunker.
Mm-hmm.
This brings up supplies for me. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but we're going to need a lot of Miralax. I don't want to be clogged up down there.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, this is why, like, sometimes I'm hanging out with you and I feel like I'm hanging out with the modern Aldous Huxley or something, where you are predicting the stuff that nobody else would have thought of. And this is one of them. Of course, the stress of the world ending is going to give us all some pretty bad shits.
Yeah, now is the time to invest in Metamucil.
Yes, big time.
I'm going to hoard it. That might be what I offer to the collective.
Remember when we all saw The Big Short together? And at the very end, it's like the guy that this movie's about, we asked him what the next, you know, big thing to invest in or the best scarcity is going to be. And before the answer came up, you yelled, Metamucil.
Well, hey, you know.
Yeah, I stood up in front of the screen, started dusting the crowd with Metamucil.
Which was a gift, really.
It was a gift.
After
Absolutely.
A movie, you need Metamucil. Yeah.
Every time. That's popcorn. A stressful movie.
Yes, the stress of the movie.
Soda.
The foods you're eating. Soda.
Candy.
Nachos.
Pieces.
Big Bavarian legendary pretzel. $17, 1,500 calories.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm loving this new thing at the movies where they have the full buffet. And I'll go 3-4 times throughout the film. I say every act is a new plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the AMC Kidman pass, and so it just means that you can go, I think, 3 times during the movie.
Yep.
And then you get a longer movie. It's in the contract. There's more acts.
Yeah.
And so they have to, they hate when they get a writer's brain like you in there knowing act structure.
That's right.
And saying, this is 5-6 actor.
Yeah, I'll shut that carving station down. Now, I'll eat the whole ham.
I actually even took the next tier up from the AMC list where they just sort of cryo seal and send you Nicole Kidman's scraps. The parts of her meal that she didn't eat for you to like gnaw on while you watch the movie.
And there's a lot of scraps because she eats like a cookie monster, basically. So you're getting a lot of off, fall off.
Yeah, a lot of diagonal bite marks and just a lot of triangular pieces of food.
Right.
Now, what's in that? I wondered about that. It seemed a little too expensive and there's no guarantee if she's eating like a Hollywood actor's diet, which means too healthy, mm-hmm. too mindful. What are you getting with that?
A lot of grain.
Mm.
A lot of raw grains.
Raw Shame. Grains. What are raw grains? Like quinoa?
Yeah, I think so. That's an ancient
quinoa.
Grain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oats.
Good reference.
Sometimes I think of oats and grains as being just the one word for this, two words for the same thing, but I don't think that they are.
Are they different things?
I think oats are grains, but all grains aren't oats.
We'll have to look this up because we'll definitely be gardening and we're really sowing our oats.
Yeah,
if this works out, I don't want to assume, but I am feeling positive.
Well, that maybe belies something in your position here. Sowing your oats as a celibate man. I'm just interested in you using the us and we in those terms.
Well, I am not. I feel like y'all are really leaning into the end of the world aspect of this. The bunkering, that type of stuff. How are we going to reproduce? Mm. How's our tummies going to be okay when we're nervous? I think we're okay for at least a couple decades of just kind of preparing, but living normal lives. And I might be out there. Yeah. I think this will be perfect for my voluntary, collectively decided upon celibacy.
Yeah, I think you're right. If we're going to make it through the next 40 years anyway... I think I'm going to go the other way. I think I'm going to try to just be rich and use resources. And
now that's interesting because I'm
because if I'm going to be here either way for 40 years, do I want to live it horribly? I think I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
If it's all going to burn up anyway.
Well, that's interesting because I've gone kind of a third way, actually. And I think I just want to split my time in nice apartments between Flagstaff and Phoenix. and just kind of idea. And just kind of be bicoastal within Arizona.
But in apartments, not with your friends on a com.
No, no, like a town. Yeah, I get you. Like a one new bed, sort of luxury bed, apartment, bathroom, lots apartment. Of parking spaces, things like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of bathrooms.
Right, right.
Lot like lobby bathrooms.
Oh, lobbies.
Attic bathrooms.
I love lobbies. The fancier exactly. the lobby, the more time I want to live there.
We don't, yes. Guys. No, I mean that's nice. But look, what about community? What about friendship? You know, what about being around the people? Well, how much niceness have we had today? Disagreement followed by connection. You
that's
know,
right.
I feel
You're
closer
right.
than ever before. What you can't get that in a wonderful hotel lobby, clean bathroom. You can do whatever you want there. Space, floor to ceiling stalls. I mean, what about just bunker bathrooms? Worst bathrooms, but your buddies are out there when you leave.
It is appealing in a certain kind of way.
In a sense.
In a certain way.
Yeah, there's a kind of appeal to that, I suppose.
Maybe if the tube system already existed, it would be easier for me to imagine this.
That's the sticking point for you.
Because it's going to be hard to get out there with people. It's going to be hard to see
the
people.
Musk tube. The Musk
yeah,
tube.
Or whoever, but I assume he'll
yeah,
get
the
there
Musk
first.
Tube, which is also what I would call the bathroom seat. In the bunker.
Absolutely. That gave me a great idea. What if we plummet so that somehow we air pressurize it and it shoots out of the bunker?
Oh, right. Like a geyser.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, like a geyser.
Okay. Now we're talking.
We could save it up and do a daily geyser, 3 or 4 o'clock, maybe time it to the sun, something like that. Could
and
be a roadside attraction.
Yeah, the hottest point of the day.
Yes. Then we wouldn't even have to air pressurize it. It would just be natural.
It would be a great way to sell the attraction too. Is just come see the new type of geyser.
Come see the new, like, geyser.
The new geyser.
$10. $10. And people love novelty.
I'm a businessman. It's a solid pitch. When's the last time we as a human race saw a new kind of geyser? When was the last time somebody innovated? We got Musk out here making flamethrowers.
You know what we'll call it? New Faithful. New Faithful. And everybody will come and pray at it. And the trick is, it's just our piss and shit. It's genius.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to hold off on my trepidation because I'm Seahawks and you guys are, and I want you to like this idea. So, yes,
well, I have one problem.
Yes.
I have one problem.
Right.
It kind of triggers me because when I proposed the new relationship dynamic to my wife, which upset her so much, I called it, quote, the new faithful.
Oh.
And she got very upset with me. And I can't help but worry that maybe she would take this as sort of a thumb in her eye.
But isn't that just funny how life works?
No,
you say
right.
New Faithful to your wife, and we have an idea for a poopy geyser called New Faithful in the same gosh darn day.
An infinite loop, right?
Do you think you could get her back?
I think I could, especially if we have a proposal as lightning hot as New Faithful, the geyser of human shit.
And that's just the topping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking maybe celebrity endorsements.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser's new geyser. Like, I
love it.
Just get people really talking
Paul
about
Reiser's
this stuff.
New geyser. Well, he is, of course, lightning hot ever since he was in Whiplash 8 years ago as the father of the main character. Red hot.
Yeah, we could even get a spartnership from, which is a term that I've invented in my business, a sponsorship and a partnership.
Genius.
A partnership from Pfizer. Pfizer's geyser. Starring Paul Reiser.
Oh, my gosh. And now we've got a movie. Now we've got a property.
Oh, my
Now we've got IP.
God.
Now we've got IP.
Elon Gust. It's not that good, but I think we can convince him.
It's interesting. I'm less enthusiastic about being in business with him, but if it means we can do this thing, then we can try it. I will talk about it.
But like it or not, we're all in business with Elon Musk.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
I suppose in the hierarchy for me, it would be Pfizer number one sponsor. Would love to work with them. Paul Reiser number two, and then Musk number three.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. You know, we could also get like Vince Kartheiser to come by. He played Pete from Mad Men.
Yes, absolutely.
Just have him come by.
Maybe a sound sponsorship from Sennheiser. Sennheiser Geyser. You can hear it. There is an audio feed only.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And guess what it sounds like? Guess what it sounds like? THC, but instead of cows, farts. Sennheiser Geyser. New Faithful.
New faithful.
Now, this is interesting because I feel like when you first pitched this idea, I was lukewarm on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little afraid of living so far off the grid. I was a little afraid of living somewhere so hot when the goal is to not die from the melting globe. But I'm really interested in the artistic angle, and we've got one of the world's only papier-mâché artists and best. And I'm just, this is really all coming together. Because if there's anything about me, I am willing to follow a new plan.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So I like this.
All right, great.
One thing I hate to be a worrying Mary, as we is commonly referred to. But
we always say that.
I get a little bit worried that my papier-mâché would be dissolved by the hot right. gust of water that might come out of this.
We still have ceilings. We'll have ceilings and doors.
You're trying to keep this geyser indoors.
I was thinking more like a biosphere, guys. Or yeah.
I didn't even think about Biodome.
Now we're talking.
Do you think Pauly Shore would be interested in joining us?
Yes.
I think he would. At least for a while.
At least for a little bit. I mean, he's got other places to be, and I think he'll want to be out and about, but he'll definitely come by.
Yeah.
He'll come by.
This is quite a pitch.
This is a really good
pitch. This is a
red
hot pitch. Lightning hot.
I'm awesome. Really glad that I was available this Wednesday morning to come to your apartment. This is important.
Me too. And I feel like I don't want to harp on it, but I do feel like the patience, the connection, the ordering of how we discuss things, not getting too serious. Again, yes. I do want to dip into this divorce because I know that marriage was really special and important to you.
Well, man, I just feel so fortunate that to be included in this, and I see how much thought has gone into this. And it makes sense that you haven't been able to work for so long.
Thank you.
Because this is work. This is your work. Your greatest work.
The amount of time it would take to plan for an indoor shit geyser bursting not into the open air, but into a contained space that we want tourists to come into and pay for is genius.
Yeah.
That's so much time and effort.
I do want to just briefly point out that the compound was kind of what I had prepared effort-wise. We came up with the biosphere shit guys
over
here.
So
I don't really have the actual logistics of that right now. But I think with your papier-mâché experience, my kind of institutional knowledge of
and vision.
And
vision, I would say vision, yeah, vision
100%. For sure.
Yeah.
Your
think
enthusiasm,
this is something you could
your
figure
business
out.
Sense. I mean, it's just.
I will go whole hog into almost anything. absolutely. Reckless abandon.
I do want to be mindful of this is going to be hard relationship-wise. Unless we have a big community, which we eventually will, it's going to be hard to meet. You know, the 35 people you're dating,
if one of
the relationships ends, you're going to have to drive up to Flagstaff, down to Phoenix for another one, that kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right. Well, there's plenty of people in the lifestyle in both of those cities, so I'm confident that it'll work out. But, I am thinking about that. That's going to be tough. I am going to need easy access in, easy access out. I'm going to need some secret passageways. I'm going to need several bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even
and I'm
going to
need
this.
Free reign in my own house. That's another thing. This cannot be a compound where we all have equal rights to each part.
No.
But we agree that we each have our own part that we can self-govern.
Okay.
Well as a communal part that we will group govern.
Oh, I see. Kind of like a federal government, state government.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. And locks everywhere. You know, it's not like...
Yeah, lots
everywhere. When you say commune, sometimes you imagine some of the more crunchy, you know, boundaryless places.
Right.
We'll have boundaries.
I really appreciate you speaking to that because I didn't want to have to suss it out.
No, yeah. We should almost think of a new word because commune is like sickos, you know. It's got to be like... Maybe cool commune or something like that. I don't
know.
That's
a great solution.
That's pretty good.
It's a cool commune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a commune, but cool.
Yeah, it's cool commune.
It's a cool commune.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's
maybe
do
depending
this.
On what it ends up looking like, we give it a real name that really encapsulates it, whether it's a dome or an underground structure or both. I don't know what we could call it, but there's something there.
What about cucumber?
Cucumber.
Because we were using cucumbers earlier. Cool is a cucumber. We just call it cucumber.
I think that's a great first idea. I think that's a great first idea.
I'll jot it down.
What about carrot land?
Oh, now that's very interesting.
Not a great last idea, but a good second idea, in my opinion. It's pushing us forward.
Yeah, what about humusha?
Oh, what?
Like, it's like a hummus, but Russia.
Ah, oh, much
like another nation. Do you say right. It's more about it being a nation?
I will say I like where you're going with this. The only thing I'll say is in Burbank, there's a place called Hummus Republic, and it makes me wonder if they're going to start thinking like, is there a real hummus war about to go down?
Yeah, they might come all the way out to the middle of nowhere between Flagstaff and Phoenix and assault the compound. Yeah.
Right, and if people are Googling, they'll get confused for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You Googled Humusha. Did you mean Hummus Republic?
Or did you mean Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or did you mean like you were making
Well, hey, I don't think we have to nail down everything today, but I think if we can start rolling the ball in the direction we want to go, and we'll define our path as we move.
Yeah.
I think what because I
would
Because
I'm like, a yes.
I love it.
I gotta I say, love I'm a, it. I'm a yes at least for a while.
What I would love to do, just as we're all here, is as a commitment, let's start a linked bank account and let's all put all our funds
today.
In that account. Just so like and we also
put all of our money in it?
Or just enough to know that it's mutually assured success.
Now, this is an interesting way to start. Just get right into the business.
Because my big worry is you guys will leave here, you'll think about it, you'll talk to other people, and you'll have your minds poisoned
right.
by modern logic and fear. And so I want to make sure that this energy and this excitement we've had so far, that you don't forget the textures of this meeting, right?
Oh, I will not.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, a big part of getting money is having money, right? A big part is having it now so you can put it to work now and have more later. I just would need to speak to my wife.
Okay,
just make sure that she's on board with this, that she's okay living in a windowless bunker with 36 strangers, mm-hmm. Two of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she is going to, A, continue the relationship, and B, once she says yes to continue the relationship, want to do this part?
I mean, a man can have hope.
This might actually help you, too, because if you guys already have the joint bank account, we slide right in there.
Oh, we don't even have to start a new one.
Get 32 more people in there. That maybe get her used to the idea.
Okay, so now things are kind of sliding around here. Still mutual bank accounts.
Yep.
Let me talk to my wife about it.
Great.
Yes.
So language-wise, let's get into this now. We are deep in the night. I've had a few toffees.
Hot toffees.
And
toffees.
I've had like three more carrots. Sinks.
If I have another carrot my stinks, this thing, I'm going to pop.
Yeah, it's just carrots. And then you put them in the old, I'll admit, old hummus. They do become carrot stinks, don't they?
They do, but I don't mind it. I mean, some people like fermented.
I think that's like a great signature snack to have at the geyser. Is carrot stinks.
That's genius. Instead of popcorn and soda, we'll have carrots and old hummus.
Come to New Faithful. It's the Pfizer Geyser featuring Paul Reiser. And before you see the Elon... What was
Gus?
Gus. Why don't you have a carrot stink?
I tell you what, I don't think I've had this many good ideas in an hour in a long time.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
having a hard time saying no to this.
Great.
I'm having a hard time turning my back on this and running the other way. There is an instinct in my body to do that, to say absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I got to run the other way.
Commitment fear.
But I'm having a hard time doing that. This sounds really good.
Yeah, right. I'm really liking this. I think, a big part of being a papier-mâché artist is following the inspiration, following,
yes.
you know, just where the road leads you, where the strip of paper individually lays down is where it lays down.
Right.
And we got a lot of strips of wet paper laying
right.
themselves down.
Wow,
that's
I
right.
love the metaphor. Now, we have hit this point. I would love to know your new literal witty.
Oh, yeah. Can you take off the curtain?
Piece. Can we see it? We discussed it so much. You seem very passionate.
This is Shinzo Abe being assassinated.
Wow.
By that kid who
so
built
recent.
His own shotgun. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
photorealistic.
I think it's really important to strike where things are most raw.
And I see that you have not sided with Abe.
No. Nope.
You have not sided with the kid that was, what's the word? Radicalized by the internet?
Yes. Well, his mother was radicalized by the internet. The kid himself was angry about what had happened to his mother, and he blamed Shinzo Abe and his policies for leading his mother down this path.
Wow.
Leaving him motherless, alone,
afraid. So he was chagrined.
You could say he was chagrined.
Oh, and I am seeing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull the tab so that word pops up.
Whoa!
Chagrin.
Wow.
And there's the wit.
I love
there's
that.
There's the wit.
There's
yep.
the wit.
That's some witty paper mache.
There's the wit without a perspective.
It's got such a comment, but I have no idea how you feel. It's genius.
Seeing this now, I am certain we'll be able to afford what we're doing. I'm certain.
I say this sell this piece.
Yes.
As long as it doesn't get crushed by, you know, anything. I think we'll be good to go.
I'm just going to, just to be safe, turn off the air conditioner.
Good call.
Yeah, hold your breath for a minute, guys.
Yes. Wow, that's incredible. What a piece.
I'm so glad we did take the time, and I'm glad we waited until we needed to see it. Because if you'd shown this at the beginning of the day, I don't think I would have had the context.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. And I don't think I would have. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I think that I'm in. Y'all seem in. So I think what I'll do now is I will just confirm the land purchase because I've been on the phone with the real estate agent back.
You're
and
ready.
Forth.
You're really ready.
Yeah. So all we need is just a bank account to connect it to, and that money will go right through.
Hey, let me talk to my wife.
Yeah, that's smart. You should let's do our due diligence here.
Most of the money is hers.
I tell you what. Do you have a crisp, clean picture of this? Because I could send that as collateral, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We just need a buyer here.
That is the thing. How much of the money is hers, would you say?
99%.
And is that because she takes all the money from your sales of your art, or?
She does take all the money from my sales, but really? Yes, 99% of the money would be hers anyway.
Wow.
I would say.
Yeah, because she is your agent.
She is my agent.
Facilitate
those
sales.
Take, you know, quite a percentage.
Yeah.
I heard agents take 90%. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's a real
rip-off. 90% agent. 5% wife or partner, and 4% lawyer, which your wife is.
You got to get out of the art game, get into the agent game.
Yeah.
That's what you should really do, if you know all the artists anyway.
That's honestly a really good idea.
Yeah. No, I won't have it. You cannot rid the world of this kind of work.
Okay, well, let's take a quick picture of it to use as collateral. Now, I would ask, just don't use flash. That could damage the papier-mâché.
Yeah, I could knock it right over. Oh, God. All right. Well, I have 3 dates later, so I think I should probably get out of here and go get showered.
This has been really, really, really couldn't have gone better.
Hey, fantastic meat and potatoes.
Thank you.
Really good.
Meat and potatoes. Really good.
And a really good lead-in. You're right. We didn't want to get too serious. I'm sorry we almost started fighting because who could fight when we're this together on an idea like this?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you. So much, guys. This really couldn't have gone better for me.
I can't wait to live with you guys forever.
This is going to go great.
And I'll tell you what, I do not think we're going to die in the desert.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Oh, no, of natural causes, but not like from any sort of dysentery or heat exhaustion.
No, dysentery
like
certainly won't get
interesting
us.
That you bring up dysentery. If that was the first one on my list after what we've talked about.
Well, that's what my mom said when I soft pitched her the idea.
There's
so
one
it's
thing
on my mind.
We're safe from, it's dysentery. Yes. With this
right.
Well, we'll have sanitizer.
Good.
Trust me, we'll have sanitizer.
Yeah, we got to go to Costco before we go.
Yes, let me write that down. Yes, that's a great idea.
We'll hit up Costco on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get a shovel, too.
Shit, that wasn't my notes app. I just texted the real estate agent Costco on the way out.
She probably thinks it's an idea.
She loves it. She just hit the heart on it. Oh, wait, then she took it out and hit the question mark.
I hate when that happens. It's the worst transition.
All right, well, I'm going to have to hop on the phone with her because she's also put a question mark on the picture of your paper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, be careful. That might hurt. That might damage the paper. There's a dent.
Text response. There's
a dent. We got to sell this thing fast. Let's sell it at a loss.
Well,
who cares?
Well, suing her because she ruined the art.
Okay. I can't believe she dented it.
Oh, let's be litigious.
Seed.
Folks, welcome to the Man Dog Pod and goodbye. That was an episode with our great friend Joel Jensen.
Wow, Joel. Returning to the podcast like the prodigal son that he so is.
Just
thank
nothing
you for having
smoother.
Me.
Thanks for doing it, Joel.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Guy. You guys are the funniest, and it's a joy to be around you.
Oh, we love thanks. You too, Joel. Really, thank really you. Fun to see you guys. And fun to beat this heat. Well, how nice is it to be back in the backyard?
Oh, yeah.
This is
it's
nice.
It's been too hot. We've been in a heat dome, and now we're out of it.
That's right.
According to the politics.
That's right.
Joel, is there anything you'd like to promote since we have you here, or anywhere people can find you online?
Yeah, I'm on, I don't remember my Twitter handle. I think it's Joel C. Jensen, mm-hmm. at Joel C. Jensen. And I will also plug, when does this come out?
This will be this Friday. So the,
if there's anybody in, this is the most loser. No, it's not. It's cool.
Yeah.
If you're in Canada, if you're in Toronto.
This is a nice plug you're about
my,
to
get. My girlfriend, who is a co-host of a podcast called Too Scary Didn't Watch, they're doing a live show at Comedy Con in Toronto on Sunday.
Love it.
So if you're in the area, I strongly recommend you go see it. They're going to recap Final Destination 2 with a friend of the pod, Lisa Gilroy.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Did they do it together, Lisa and Emily? Did they do our podcast together?
I can't remember. I
think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Listen to that episode and then go see Emily, Lisa, and the gang.
And the gang.
Too Scary Didn't Watch if you're in Toronto. And speaking of Toronto, if you're in there, we haven't booked our tour date there, but we're hoping to, and we are going on a tour. So check biggrandewebsite.com or keep an eye on it, I guess, on our social media.
That's right.
If you live in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Toronto, Rochester, Westerly, Rhode Island, New York City, St. Louis, and Cincinnati, yeah. Those are the places we're either definitely going through or pretty sure we're going through.
October 27th through November 12th.
Yes.
So look at those dates and see where we are and come out and see us.
Yeah. Thank you to Brian Holmes and Hannah Rehak for production, Annie Wu for the logo, and Casey Trailer for the theme song. Thanks again, Joel, for being here.
And thank all you. Of our buddies at home listening, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.